Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. FDA is in the midst of implementing a voluntary strategy to promote the appropriate use of antibiotics in livestock production. One step will be phasing out over-the-counter sales of antimicrobials for growth promotion, but allowing their use under veterinary oversight for disease control.
Where it's a prescription, it's really a prescription for medication to go in and feed. And we've done this in swine for many, many years, and poultry as well. So it's just now moving into the beef cattle area.
Dr. Michelle Arnold, UK ruminant veterinarian, says there is concern that some of these antibiotics used in animal and human health could develop resistance if overused.
The only drug that is commonly used over-the-counter in this fashion is chlortetracycline. And most of the time it is used as a disease prevention or control or treatment. We don't use it in a growth promotion and feed efficiency manner.
So she doesn't see this new approach toward veterinary oversight having a major adverse impact in livestock production.
The only thing it will change for producers is they would have to go through their veterinarian to get it instead of just going to a tractor supply or farm supply and buy it off the shelf.
FDA is also calling for some voluntary changes in the manufacturer's labeling of these products. We'll be right back.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it. Farming is not just a living, it is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
We're proud to be raising beef in Kentucky.
We produce pork and we eat pork.
A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky.
We're very proud of producing food for consumers.
At the core, most any farm is a family. And I'm proud to work with my family every day.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
All in all, UK ruminant veterinarian Dr. Michelle Arnold says the new FDA guidelines on antibiotics and livestock use are reasonable.
I think so. I think it is a good compromise that's very doable and not very difficult to do and should not affect our day-to-day cattle operations. So I think it's a very good start. It gives us a way to address these where I think we're satisfying both sides of the story.
With the guideline changes, these products will still be available for therapeutic use.
Right, exactly. We've got to have antimicrobials. I think that's very important. In order to treat animals humanely, you have to be able to treat disease and control disease. We have to have that ability.
UK veterinarian Dr. Michelle Arnold. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.